Welcome to Phil and Maud's audio blog. I'm Phil, and this week we're saying choose love, not fear, in all your relationships. Each of us has an inner voice that resonates with what is true. That spirit of truth tells you that love is real, and yet that very reality is being assailed. This disturbing trend has had serious repercussions. It underlies a growing divide between people, one that has led to separation and estrangement. People are grappling with the definitions of truth and fact. Science is being questioned and often rejected in favor of fringe theories and belief in conspiracies and dark motivations that pit people and families against one another. This often seems to be accompanied by an overriding push toward caring about the good of the one rather than that of the whole. And here lie the big questions. What can move us closer to the reality of love, toward a feeling of union rather than one of separation? What lies at the foundation of this move to relate to the single unit rather than the extended connected family at large? We believe it is fear that juxtaposes the good of the one against the good of the group. For us, they are not opposed, but are actually the same. Science is also being questioned, or perhaps it is more accurate to say re-evaluated, by those who are looking for a more inclusive version of reality, one that seeks to move beyond just the provable and repeatable, the material, to the ineffable and the unique, the spiritual. Perhaps this is the area where we can allay the fear and find a common ground to reunite on. For us, Phil and Maud, we have felt a great relief in the past weeks and harbor the hope that we can, as a people, move forward, away from this state of separation and alienation. We're still deeply sad about the divide and the suspicion that accompanies it. Yet, in our personal lives, we experience deep peace and the presence of love as a reality in our relationship with each other, as well as in the large network of people and groups we have become connected to during the times of the pandemic. We have joined newly formed Zoom groups that seek to promote connection, peace, and harmony between people. We have made new friendships as well as renewing old ones. These are a welcome haven in these troublous times and have given us a deep strength and renewed our spirit. Our world has two windows, inside and outside. The exterior view is currently a study in extremes. For many people, there is a sense of relief and of being able to breathe once again. But there are also the concerns of chaos, an out-of-control pandemic, and runaway global warming. These two worlds coexist, and we are agitated or calmed depending on where our attention lies. Ignoring the outside world is not a responsible way to live. To interact with it requires several things. Don't just be a passive observer. Take action. It feels good and does good. And when you act, come from love, not fear. The latter only divides. Love is what connects us. We are all so blessed with the basics of life, as well as the freedom to express love and share it with others. Let us come together to be sure that all people can partake of these blessings. We can act and work together. We must, if we wish to save our planet. That's it for today. I hope you found a little inspiration. It's all written down on our blog at philandmaud.com, so check it out there. And the audio of our book, How to Have a Successful Relationship, is now out, so go to philandmaud.com and order yourself a copy. Talk to you all next week.